This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. Interior Alaska is overall a pretty dry climate, but can get swamped with rain on occasion. Rick, what are the patterns that send moisture over the region?
To get a lot of moisture into the central interior in the Fairbanks area, generally takes some version of west to southwest winds, winds that avoid the mountains to our south, and so come in largely unimpeded.
Is there any other way to get moisture around the mountains into the interior?
A secondary source of moisture for the central interior, and actually the primary source for the upper Tanana Valley and 40 Mile Country, is moisture from the eastern Gulf of Alaska that works in through the mountain passes and into the Yukon and then gets turned westward. And this is actually quite important, even as far west as Fairbanks during the early summer. If you think about those days in, say, June or early July that are hot and maybe there's thunderstorms around in the afternoon, and the next day is much cooler and maybe even a period of steady rain, that's almost invariably the result of moisture coming in from the east. And a third source of moisture is, of course, right here locally, whether it's evaporation from area lakes and especially from evapotranspiration from trees and other vegetation that actually sends quite a lot of moisture into the air. And that's often the primary moisture source for early season thunderstorms.
And we've been getting those lately. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.